I'm just going to go through some intrinsic and extrinsic factors that may affect sport. So the first intrinsic one will be motivation. Motivation is the desire to be successful, and the lack of motivation just will, you'll be more unlikely to succeed or win. An example of this would be, let's say, Wayne Rooney. Say if he wasn't motivated, and he's the captain of Man United, then Man United are, follow Rooney as an example. So Rooney leads by example, and if he's not motivated, then he might not play as well as he could do, and Man United might not win. So the second intrinsic factor would be a diet. Poor diet affects the cardiovascular system, some blood vessels, so fat foods clog up blood vessels and arteries and veins, and if you don't eat properly, or if you eat poorly prior to exercise, let's say you eat a McDonald's half an hour before a football match, then you're going to get stitches, your cardiovascular system isn't going to work to its full efficiency, your blood vessels and arteries will struggle to get oxygenated blood due to the fat clogged up in the arteries. So a good diet would be having carbohydrates and 1 or 2 hours before the football match, so it stores energy and you'll be better off playing with that. And the third intrinsic factor is age. At the age of 35, muscle and bone strength decreases, which means you're more prone to injury, which is why most players retire at 35 or a couple of years after. An example of this is Steven Gerrard. As he got older and further on in his career, he had to move to the MLS rather than the Premier League, because basically the Premier League is a harder, more fast-paced league, and the MLS hasn't got a high quality of football like the Premier League. So the first extrinsic factor would be team cohesion. Team cohesion is basically being a team player. If the manager's picked a side that you're not selected in, then then you shouldn't be downhearted by it. It's because it might not be as important game. It might be a cup game, or it might be a really important game to win the league. And or if you're playing out of position, you just got to get on with it, rather than just complaining. Otherwise, you won't be playing at all. So getting on with it shows good team cohesion. The second part of cohesion is social, which is basically just getting along with all the players on and off the pitch. So, for example, Diego Costa and Jose Mourinho have recently fallen out, so they haven't got good social cohesion, which will affect the whole team cohesion, working towards the same goal. And then if you could just... you might not play as well together. An example of this was Andy Cole and Teddy Sheringham. They weren't very good at social cohesion off the pitch, but on the pitch, team cohesion, it was the best strike partnership for a while. And the last extrinsic factor we're going to talk about is time. So the time of day, so let's say you wake up 10:30 and you've got to meet to warm up for a football match at 11 o'clock, you're not going to perform because you're dehydrated. You'll be fatigued easily. Your flexibility won't be as good as it could be. Like, say, if you were awake for 3 hours, 4 hours, your flexibility improves during the day. And your nutritional needs. So your nutrition, you need food to hydrate and store energy and fluids to hydrate and store energy as well. So an example of this, if Wayne Rooney has a 3 o'clock kickoff, he'll wake up 7 in the morning, get his breakfast, get get hydrated, get warmed up, stretched off. He'll get to the pitch about 3 hours before kick-off to make sure he's ready for the game.